4 today.
Red 80.
He's still going. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Gators.
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk, Steve Russell, and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it.
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it.
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
We welcome you to another edition of Inside the Huddle. I cannot believe, I say this every year, that just seems like the football season starts and all of a sudden it's almost over. It is almost over. One more regular season game left for the Gators in the Swamp Saturday night when the semis will come to town. Alongside the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, Bennett Solomon, our producer, I'm Steve Russell. Thank you for tuning in. If you have a question or a comment you want to get in on the Campus USA phone line, 392-8255. Shane, let's start with the positives, I guess, that come out of this. Going on the road, playing a very good Missouri team. Florida played well, just couldn't get the job done, but the offense is starting to come around a little bit. There are some positives here.
Well, they were the number nine team in America. I thought we played really hard. Had an opportunity. We had the lead with less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Didn't win the game for whatever reason. As I said, we played hard. I thought you know, when you fall behind, you have to bring in a backup quarterback. I thought he played well. I thought Graham Mertz laid it on the line. I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback run through four defenders like he did on one play. It's a shame what happened. But, yeah, you had an opportunity to win the football game, and you know, you are what you are. We found a way to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Graham Mertz ran through double tackles twice. Yeah. Four guys had good shots at him. I think the second one's the one that hurt his shoulder. Yeah, wish he'd have just dove before that second collision. But, yeah, our backup quarterback, Max, we're going to find out what he can do. I think he's a good player. I watched him one day in the scrimmage in the stadium there preseason, and he took the second or third team, I don't know what it was, right down the field. And got a touchdown against the defense. So I think he's ready to play well. We'll find out Saturday night.
No question. All right, let's get to some stuff here. Let's do our Play of the Week brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. Put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. Play of the Week.
Well, if you look at it, it's the 4th and 17 was just a devastating play on our part.
Oh, that was the play of the game. No question about it. And but we had so many good offensive plays in the game, but that ended up being the play that determined the winner and the loser, and all the rest of them were just, you know, if we could have stopped that one, that would have been the game, and then we could be talking about all the outstanding plays we had. But now Missouri talks about all the great plays they had. So there's a fine line between winning and losing, as we all know.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Questions of the Week brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer, Chevrolet and Cadillac. You can send questions to questions@gatorshows.com. As you can imagine, guys, a lot of them. Val in Gainesville, loss heartbreaking. I saw better play calling, adjustments, better effort, management from the coaching staff, and at any time this season didn't quit despite the injuries. Was this our best game of the season?
You know, I don't know. I think watching Missouri in person, I thought they were the second best team we played all year behind Georgia. Mm-hmm. You know, play calling. I wanted to bring up this something about play calling the coach. I mean, people love the plays when they work, right? You run a reverse, it works. Mertz throws a nice crossing route for a touchdown. But not every play that you call is going to work because sometimes the other team
– they coach too.
They coach and, you know, it's just – again, I can't tell you, Steve, how many times we – and I'm going on a tangent here, but – 80% of the questions and comments on my show today, again, were about offense. Really? And I'm not sure what people are watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, ETN had some big runs, beautiful runs. And, boy, I think he's an outstanding running back. But he did go out of bounds right there at the end. We were trying to milk that clock down, kick a field goal, and not give them some time, and that didn't work out. So it's interesting how little things like that, I know it cost Auburn against Alabama a year ago or 2 years ago, their running back ran out of bounds, and Alabama had time to come back and win the game.
That was the year they won last time they won the national championship.
Yep. Yeah.
They would have lost the game.
They would have lost the game. So you got to just – I remember Shane Weir at Alabama in 1990, and you hit Trey Everett on a five semi, and we had the first down, and he caught it and zipped around his guy and ran out of bounds. He came over to the side. I said, "What are you doing, Trey?" He said, "Coach, I caught the ball and made a first down. What are you talking about?" I said, "You ran out of bounds. Stops the clock." He said, "I didn't know anything about that." So I forgot to tell him. But we did actually. Eric Rhett had a little tall sweep, and we got that thing down to almost the exact last second. We didn't have to punt. So we ran three plays. But I don't think we took a knee, did we, Shane? We had to just run and let the clock go about 2 minutes and 15 seconds or something like that.
Well,
so you have to go over those things.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Denise said ETN going out of bounds is a big mistake. How do you teach smart decisions when it comes to situational football? They teach that. But sometimes in the heat of the game,
exactly,
don't do things right. Mm-hmm. Chad in Gainesville, prevent defense didn't prevent anything. Should Coach Armstrong have blitzed?
Well, it's easy to say after the fact. It wasn't prevent defense. We rushed four. Mm-hmm. We got no pressure, and I think the guy that was responsible for that hook curl area didn't get to it. Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
Here you go.
Well, getting back on should you have blitzed.
Yeah.
South Carolina beat Kentucky the other day, and South Carolina's last touchdown was like a 3rd and 15, and Kentucky did blitz them. But they didn't get to the quarterback, and one of the receivers ran a post route, and he threw it to him for a touchdown. So now we're sitting here saying, 3rd and 15, why don't you defend the first down line, play a soft zone, make him throw underneath, tackle the guy, and go from there. But they blitzed, and now everybody's saying, well, they shouldn't have blitzed. I don't think you blitz on 3rd, 15s, and 20s, but you try your best to protect the first down line. Make him throw short, and then converge and tackle the guy before he makes first down.
You know what I always say? When you blitz, you either A, better get to the quarterback, or B, affect the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, to coach's point.
Yeah, one-on-one downfield when you blitz, usually.
Yep. Let's see. Oh, here you go, Shaner. Ted in Gainesville. Why play for a field goal and not try to score a touchdown and win the game?
Well, we had three plays. I mentioned on the broadcast after the long run that Max had got us in field goal range. I'm like, let's milk the clock, make them use their timeouts, kick the winning field goal or to go in the lead. We did that, but we ran out of bounds. They had one timeout left. You got an inexperienced quarterback. We don't protect very well. You can't drop back and ask him to throw the football because you're either stopping the clock. Some bad things could happen. Could you have scored a touchdown? Possibly, but I just you have to play the that's football 101.
Yeah, the percentages say run and milk it down and go from there. And then hindsight says, man, we should have thrown the ball in the end zone.
Right.
We've all been guilty of it.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been guilty, I know, trying to make a first down or two down there, and then the other team gets the ball and goes and scores. So that's most of my bad memories on the sideline is we had a chance to maybe run out the clock, but we gave the other team a minute or so, and they went and scored.
Yeah, and the question I would ask Ted and all who mm-hmm. asked that, if you tried to do that and you threw a pick, you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Right. We had the lead in the football game with under 2 minutes to go. So
Ross in Gainesville, offense seemed more aggressive the past couple of games. Is the future bright there?
I mean, they've scored over 30 in every game since Kentucky except the Georgia game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got some good playmakers. Can the offense be better? I think it can. I think it can be more explosive. But, again, you're going to bog down sometimes because your calls don't work. But, yeah, I think they've gotten better on that side of the ball with serious issues up front.
Willie Jackson's son. What's his first name again?
Khalil.
Khalil. For some reason, that name can't stick with me. Khalil. I always say, there's Willie's son, Willie Jackson Jr., I call him half the time, because he runs like him, he looks like him, and, man, he catches everything he touches. He made a great catch in that game. He's one of those guys, even if he's covered, throw it up in there and give him a shot at it, yeah. A good chance he'll come with it. And, of course, Ricky Pearsall is an outstanding athlete, fast, quick, and so forth. So, you know, in hindsight, you know, you look back, maybe we could have thrown a few more balls at those guys, or maybe give the ball to ETN a few more, I don't know. But we got a lot of good players, I believe, and I think we're going to play that way this Saturday night. This Saturday night, if the Gators can come out on top, it'll be a nice off season, and man, it would really give life to our football program if we could win the one this week and win a bowl game. I mean, everything else will be forgiven, and we'll be looking forward to 2024.
Yeah, that's true. Laura, which is more of a priority, recruiting or transfer portal?
I mean, it's both, really.
Both.
Yeah.
It is both now.
Yeah. Did you hear him yesterday, though?
No.
Coach, Napier basically said, we need to stack back to back to back really top recruiting classes, mm-hmm. and then sort of fill in with the portal. And I think that's kind of his – Georgia's done that. I mean, look at all the classes they've recruited. And they get the kid from Mississippi State. They get the kid from Missouri to come in there. They kind of fill in the gaps.
I really like our skill guys on offense. I mean, our two running backs are really good. You got Pearsall, which he's going to be gone, but they brought him in. You got Trey Wilson, number mm-hmm. three. I really like the two freshmen that didn't play at all this year, Aiden Mizell and Andy Jean. So they have some young talent there. We need some big dudes that can play football.
Okay. Colin in Gainesville, Murch's injury devastating. Brown showed no quit. Credit the coaches for creating this can-win attitude. Heard somebody say in rebuilding, you lose big, lose close, win big. Is that true in rebuilding?
I've never heard that.
Oh, I think every game stands on its own merit, you know. But getting back to the transfer portal, you got to realize we're going to lose some guys also.
Yep.
So we better go find some guys here and there. And recruiting is very important also. And we had the number, three class at one time. It's either four or five four, whatever. So if we can hold on to all those guys and pick up a few here and there in the transfer portal and then coach the heck out of them and get them playing well.
That's what's crazy is everybody's thinking, well, if we can add this guy or that guy, we may lose some of our good players.
Right. You don't – and I think every fan base thinks they're all going to stay, which they are not. Amy in Gainesville, three procedure penalties in the first quarter alone. Discipline mistakes by players continue to harm our progress. Is this coaching or a player issue?
Well, they're all done by offensive linemen. It was 67,000 people there. It was a great atmosphere. Blame it on coaching, but the player needs to be still.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when a Gator fan's in the swamp and it's loud and it creates problems, right. But when the other people do it, then it creates problems. Oh, it's the same both ways.
Maybe we should do what some of those schools do in practice. They have the noise machines that just blare out the noise.
Yeah.
I never did that.
I think we do that, Coach.
Do we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, most
teams
do that.
That's why I can't go out to practice when we're playing away. It's annoying as hell.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't do that, Coach?
No, we never did it. Our guys, watch the ball, you know. Watch the ball.
That's true.
Watch the center.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have peripheral vision. You can still see your guy. Anyway, we very seldom. When we went on the loud hut, every now and then a guy would jump, and we'd try to embarrass him a little bit, take him out of the game for one play, and then put him back in. And I remember Thomas Moody, he did that one game, and I brought him out and said, Coach, you're embarrassing me in front of my family and friends up there. I said, well, that's what I'm trying to do. Now go in there and don't jump offside. He said, okay. That's the idea.
It is.
Don't jump offside.
Howard in Gainesville. Travis out for the season. Merz probably out as well. Wish we could have had the chance to beat him. Think we had a good shot. With no Travis and no Merz, what do you think happens now?
I thought we had a very good chance of beating them with everybody 100% or what have you. But they got to come to our place. They've struggled playing ACC football on the road.
I think it'll be a great atmosphere. I think we got a very good chance of winning this game.
I agree. We got an excellent chance. And sometimes it seems like a lot of people make a little too much out of the quarterbacks out. You know, you watch all these pro teams now. The Cleveland Browns, they played with a guy, Dorian Thompson.
UCLA.
Dorian? Okay.
From UCLA,
yep. I don't know if he'd ever played the game ever, but he was in there, and I think they beat Pittsburgh. So sometimes, and then you look at Minnesota, a kid from
Joshua Dobbs.
Yep. Yeah, Josh Dobbs. And he led them to two or three straight, lost a heartbreaker this week. But anyway, teams win, teams lose. You know, everybody's got to do their part. And you do like that, you got a good chance of winning.
Everybody but the Jets. they finally got rid of that, and that's another story.
Yeah.
Brian, Heisman race getting interesting. Who would you vote for today? When's the voting deadline?
Well, coach votes. I don't. But I think people should lose their votes if they don't vote Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm.
I think he's the front runner by far. The two out on the West Coast are definitely right up there in the mix. But Jalen Daniels, you know, it's the award's given to supposedly the best player in college football, not the best player on the national championship team. So somebody made a point of that, and he looks like the best player in college football, Jalen Daniels.
Mm-hmm. I'd vote for him, too. Elliot and Yuli, would either of you to go back to coaching college football or being a special analyst?
Well, I wouldn't be going back. It'd be my first time ever if I did it. I always wanted to coach college football back when I was younger, but I realized, you know, if you have kids, you're going to miss their games. I wasn't going to do that. But to be a coach nowadays, I don't know, because of NIL portal, all the BS. It's different.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to coach anymore. They all have these little analyst-type things. If there was a special situation, like one of my sons involved or something like that, hang around a little bit, but not – no, I wouldn't my last coaching day, we beat the Memphis Express, the Orlando Apollos, and we finished champs of the Alliance of American Football. So that was my last one up there in Memphis.
Yeah, and a good way to end.
Yeah.
Phyllis in Gainesville, why wasn't the Mizzou procedure penalty called on their substitution when their player didn't get out on the field in time and all our six procedure penalties were called?
Well, they did. I don't remember the situation, but they were running a guy off the field. And I want to say, if I remember correctly, the head referee stopped the game and said that the guy – I don't know who's the official that has to stand behind the center when they make those subs.
Line judge.
Line judge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He didn't have the proper time or to get set, mm-hmm. And for long story short, they didn't penalize him.
Hader and Dunellen, mm-hmm. Clock management end of the first half was inexcusable. A timeout should have been called. Did that play a role on the loss?
I don't remember the situation. I just know it was 3rd and 17, and we were like on our own 30. You don't convert a lot of 3rd and 17s.
Nope. Paige in Jacksonville, Jesse Palmer on the TV broadcast kept mentioning Rob Sale was calling the plays. Is this accurate?
No.
I don't think so.
No. He has probably suggestions when on the run game,
mm-hmm.
But his title in the program says OC, but that's so he can make more money.
Carlos in Gainesville, it says, oh, this is for you, Coach. I think you already talked about this. You mentioned in August watching Max Brown practice. Mm-hmm. You kind of addressed that. Madison in Gainesville, how good of a coach is Drinkwitz? And, Coach, mm-hmm. Do you smile when you see other coaches wearing a visor on the sideline?
Coach Drink told me he wears that visor because he liked the way I coached way back in the 90s. I actually met him when they came here last year, I think, and actually had a picture taken with him with his visor on. But anyway, he's a friendly guy, good guy. And you know, I pull for those guys if I don't have any. I pull for visor coaches if it's not against the team that I have any special thing with. But anyway, yeah, he's a personality guy. He's upbeat, you know, all the time, enthusiastic. And he quit play calling this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped him. Whoever he hired does an excellent job.
Yeah, Kellen Moore's little brother.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So they've made excellent improvement with him giving up play calling. And he admitted he can see things now, like the fake punt they did against Tennessee for a touchdown. He said, if I was the play caller, I'd probably be over there at the quarterback. Why didn't you do this or that? So there's some merit to not being the play caller as a head coach. And, you know, you can utilize your total game plan, not only on offense, but all other areas of the team.
And also shows patience, because they were, 5-5, 6-7, and 6-7 before this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they beat Arkansas, they got a 10-win season. So patience, at least for the short term, rewarded. Finally, Shawnee and Gainesville attended your Lugo's Whiskey Rum Barrel release party at your your restaurant. Thank you, Coach, for building this magnificent Gator restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant's done well. Freddie Wiebe and his group of managers do an excellent job there. And people that work there, they're the best. All the bartenders, servers, kitchen people. They always say the people back in the kitchen, cleaning the dishes and cooking the food, they're your offensive and defensive linemen of the restaurant business. They got to be good. If you're not good back there, you have no chance to be good out front.
That's true.
So, those guys back there do a super job.
We'll take a break, come back. Much more to come inside the huddle. ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed. Next up.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
Hi again, everybody. It's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. As a sports broadcaster, I've seen a lot of teams, and I recognize a winning one when I see it. That's what I found with my new friends at Quality Plumbing. From the person who answers the phone, and yes, it's still a live person, to the service manager, to the expert technician that arrives at my door, the Quality Plumbing team is second to none. Take it from me and trust these pros. Quality Plumbing, their name really does say it all.
License number CFC043073.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
No radio access? Don't worry, we have you covered. Listen to Gators play-by-play anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Devil by Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards, and that's why they're the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Got a call you want to give to the fellas here. Campus USA phone line 392-8255. Otherwise, we will trudge on with our Team of the Week, brought to you by Dave & Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Play of the Week?
Team of the Week.
Oh, Team of the Week. I'm sorry. I know what y'all's Team of the Week is going to be. I'm going back to my man Jed Fish.
Okay.
They are 8-3 with two losses in overtime, and they lost to the Washington Huskies by 7. Mm-hmm. And it's really remarkable what they're doing out there.
It is.
Yeah, he got some good transfer guys in and maybe recruited some guys, but mostly I think the transfer has really helped him. And, yeah, he's come from a one-win season, 3 years ago, I think, to 8-3. And they got an outside shot of maybe even winning the Pac-12.
Yeah, I think they're still in it somehow.
They're still in it somehow, yeah.
Yeah, a lot has to happen, I think.
Yeah,
I think they're mathematically still in it.
Yeah.
New Mexico State.
Yeah, that was
Because
Jerry Kill, he's got to be Coach of the Week for me.
Yeah.
What was their record going in?
7-3, Coach.
Okay.
They were pretty good.
They were 25.5 underdog points.
Yeah, I think they're 8-3 now, I believe. I think I'm right. Maybe Bennett can fact check.
And they won convincingly.
Yes.
Oh, man.
No fluke.
400-something yards to 200-something.
Yeah.
Time of possession.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Auburn, but they say they'll be ready for Alabama this week.
Good luck.
So it may we'll find out what happens.
Isn't it funny about Auburn, guys, that you look at their quarterbacks they've had, right? Bo Nix was not the Bo Nix now, right? Yes, they had Cam Newton, but if you take those guys out, who have they had the last
Stan
few
White.
Years? I mean,
Stan White back in my day.
Yeah. I mean,
oh yeah.
Well, Bo Nix Dad was a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was. But, I mean, that's long. The last, 10 years or so, they haven't had much of the quarterback position. And I'd be surprised with an offensive coach they have there now, that won't change.
Well, they went and got the kid from Michigan State.
Yeah, not much. Coach of the Week brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach, I know you got
Jerry Kill,
right?
Yeah, yep. Jerry Kill. He's an older coach, but, man, he's had success everywhere he's been. And had a little health issue, 5, 6 years ago, whatever. And so he took time off, and he's ready to come back and doing a super job at New Mexico State.
Yeah, I have to agree with Coach. I mean, that was nobody expected them to go to Auburn and win the way they did. So that's a great story.
It is a great story. He's mine, but let me give you a little asterisk by this guy, and you've mentioned him before. Jeff Brohm.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Shane, not only, guys, because of what he's done this year, but remember, he coached Purdue to the championship game last year, and Purdue is like 3-7.
He's the first coach to take teams to two different championship games back-to-back years.
Yeah. So,
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Much more Inside the Huddle. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all, but did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruse Ogra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
The Mary Wise Show, Monday evenings at 6, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Tight MRI, you'll visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulder, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. So call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. All right, this will be interesting today. Top four teams brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on both sides of Archer Road. Enjoy juicy chicken, waffle fries, and more. Eat more chicken at Chick-fil-A. Top four.
Well, as today, it's I go Georgia, Washington, Ohio State, Michigan.
Ooh. Yeah, I go Georgia, Ohio State. Gosh, maybe Washington and Michigan and FSU sort of in a wad there. But, you know, here's one thing nobody talks about much right now. Michigan really looks good. Ain't no question about that. But I think they've only beat one team that's maybe in the top 25, Penn State.
Penn State.
Have they beaten anybody else?
I don't think so.
So they have got their schedule to where, you know, it's hard for them to lose one unless they lose this week. But yet they're still in the top four in the country. So sometimes you wonder, why did Alabama play Texas? And why did Texas play Alabama? If they'd picked a, you know, down-the-line team, each of them could have, they'd be sitting there undefeated, both of them.
Yep.
So strength of schedule, a lot of people says it has something to do with it, but
it really doesn't.
It doesn't. No, nah, it's your record. Whatever your record is and how you look is what the voters go by.
Well, Brett, it'll be interesting with that said, guys. Mm-hmm. If FSU runs the table here. Mm-hmm. Are they in?
I don't know what they're – I mean, if you go
play Louisville.
Yeah.
Right, and then Florida.
Yeah.
So
– if there's four undefeateds in front of them, they would be doubtful maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have five undefeateds.
I don't think so either.
I don't either.
Because Michigan, Ohio State, that'll help.
That's going to be one. And then down the line, FSU and Georgia. Would Georgia get knocked out if they were?
I mean, if Alabama would beat Georgia,
they're in.
Alabama's in, but I think Georgia still needs to be in.
I do too. I think it would take, the only way I could even see that happening is if Alabama just blasted
destroyed them.
Yeah, you know, 55 to 15 or something, but that's not going to happen, I don't think. Okay, Coach's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Meldon Law, with over 50 years of experience, the only injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. Meldon Law won't back down. Yep,
ball play. Yep. Well, I was going to come back. I'd written down. Oh. I got one other coach of the week.
Okay.
Kurt Ferentz's son supposedly coached his last game as offensive coordinator.
Yes.
And they won 15-13, and they won the division over there.
Yeah.
So maybe he's going to coach one more, the championship game. Is that correct? But anyway, they had a nice celebration. The guys were hugging him and hit him with a Gatorade bath, I think, and all that. So credit him for going out a winner. Unless he, I think maybe he's going to coach one more game. Okay? All right, I'm going to draw up a play that we ran in 1997 when we beat FSU when they were number one in the country. Still the only time the Florida Gators have ever beat a number one team in the country at home. And I had sent in a play. We were down by four, so we needed to score a touchdown. And we had about a minute or so, minute and a half. And I'm going to show you the play I sent in. And Doug Johnson changed it, and he gave Quezzy the curl and go. So Quezzy was, he was out here at B. We were in, we're in sort of trips here. And this guy goes through the middle. This guy hits the flat, and we're going to hit Quezzy right in there on about a 12, 13-yard curl. So Doug looked out there, and I forget the defensive back for FSU. Was it Roll, R-O-L-L-E?
Samari Roll.
Might have been him. And he liked to go for interceptions. And Dougie was smarter than I was. So he gave Jaquez the curl and go.
Face mask?
Face mask. We had a signal. If you're back here and you want the guy to run a hitch and go or curl and go, you just tap your face mask. I didn't even see it at the time. But Quezzy saw it. So Quezzy runs a curl and go. He hits him down here. He, you know, went all the way across the field, got down to about the, about the 12-yard line, something like that. And we hustled up there and called the draw play to Fred Taylor. He took it all the way down to about the 1.5. And we'd scored on this play earlier. We had a receiver. We're still in trips. But he goes in motion and sort of blocks the edge, and we give it to Fred Taylor off tackle. Well, our receiver, I thought, left a little early. I was scared to death. They were going to call him for in motion. Our linemen were sort of going down, and he was sort of going in motion. And but they didn't. They did not call a penalty. And, of course, Fred scored. And Dwayne Thomas got the interception. That FSU actually had some time left, about a minute. We scored too fast. But anyway, Doug Johnson gave Jaquez the curl and go, and then Fred Taylor ran a couple times, and we beat FSU. In fact, we had the ball back, and Noah decided he was going to go in there and take the knee. He ran out there first. That was the game he and Doug alternated, you know. So anyway, that was a play by Doug Johnson. Give Doug credit for that one.
All right. Now, with that, remember, and we'll do this next week to remind people, but because of what Coach does, and he draws it up here, you can watch the Chalk Talk on our Facebook, okay, in the future. We'll do that next week. We'll take a break now, come back. Lot of great rivalry games coming up. Can't wait to see what the guys pick in some of these. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Spurrier's Gridiron Grill is a special type of place for fans of the Gators and great food, which is why we've made every day special. Join us on Martini Tuesdays for half-off handcrafted martinis and Wine Wednesdays, where you can enjoy a bottle of wine for 50% off. And don't forget the incredible Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Brunch Buffet and Bottomless Mimosas and Bloody Marys every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. That's right, a brunch buffet every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, the hottest restaurant in Florida in the heart of Gator Nation.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
Pass, set, kill. We are your hall for Gator women's volleyball. You're listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Time now for our games to look for, brought to you by Quality Plumbing. When you need a quality plumber, rely on the same company Gainesville's trusted for over 30 years, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all. Well, rivalry week is here. It begins Thursday, fellas, the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State in Starkville.
Well, this is the one I grew up going to. I think Ole Miss is the better team, but if I'm Mississippi State and I'm Greg Knox, I'd say, Will Rogers, you're calling all the plays, and we're going back to the air raid.
They may have gone back to it a little bit last week.
Yeah,
did they? Because he played.
He played.
And,
yep.
Whatever, so they had a big win. But it is at State, and State will be fired up. But I tell you, Ole Miss got a chance. Well, they got two losses.
Nine and two.
They got a chance for an 11-2 record. So I don't know how many times they've ever won 11. So that might be something to get them inspired also. But they definitely had the best year. So I think I'd have to go with Ole Miss.
Mississippi State won it last year. Mm-hmm. They're at home, but I'm with you, Coach. Ole Miss. On Friday, no real Oregon State, Oregon.
Oh, the Civil War. Where's this game being played?
At Oregon.
You know, a lot of people look at Oregon's schedule and say they really haven't beaten anyone, blah, blah, blah. I'm going upset. I'm going Oregon State wins this game.
Wow.
But Oregon's automatically in the championship game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with the Beavers.
Going with the upset?
I'm going with the upset.
Yeah. I think Oregon has a lot to play for. I mean, if they win out, they got a chance to win it all. So I think I'd go with Oregon.
Yep, I'm going to too, Coach. I'm going to go with Oregon. Okay. Ohio State, Michigan, noon Saturday at Michigan.
I think Michigan's the better football team, but, boy, they have to complete some passes. I mean, they're just horrible throwing the ball.
I think that's
right
where they miss Harbaugh.
I think you're right, because the guy calling the plays is he's the line coach.
Yeah. Harbaugh doesn't call any plays.
Well, but I think just him being, like, the last 2 weeks, they've not thrown the ball well, which is when he hadn't been there, so I don't know if there's a correlation or not. Yeah. But you're right, he doesn't call plays.
Have you watched him before the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think they were better throwing the ball.
Oh, well, probably a little bit, but I don't know. Ohio State needs to win this one.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but time will tell, but I think I'd go with Ohio State just because I think they'll score a little bit more.
If Michigan wins this and Ohio State loses again to them, there's going to be some serious heat on Ohio State on Coach Day. Kentucky-Louisville.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll go with Louisville. I think they can score more than Kentucky.
They got a lot to play for.
They sure do.
What if they go 13-1?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they in the mix for the playoffs?
A&M-Louisville. I'm sorry, LSU.
I'll go with the Tigers. I don't know where this game is, but
at LSU, I think.
Jaden Daniels is probably going to try to put on a show.
Yeah, I think I would go with LSU instead of A&M, although A&M looked pretty good last week. They won convincingly.
I'm looking at some other, I don't know, Vandy, Tennessee. I guess it's their last game, but I think we all know we're going to pick there. Boy. Georgia Tech, we'll go with that.
I mean, Georgia Tech's played better this year, but they can't make
it. I think Georgia Tech's, they've won six, I think. They've won one more than we have right now. So Georgia Tech got bowl eligible, beating Syracuse, I think, last week. And they played a lot of teams tough. Mm-hmm. They went down, beat Miami. So I think Georgia definitely will win, but it may be closer than they think.
North Carolina at North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm. I think NC State's played better of late. Where is this game being played?
At NC State.
I'll go with the Wolfpack.
Me too.
I'm going to go with the Tar Heels. The Wolfpack, they have trouble scoring.
They do.
A lot of points. And the Tar Heels, they're not going to win the ACC or anything, but they hadn't won it since 1980. So they're not going to be too much in the dumps.
I didn't know that.
That's correct. 1980. Lawrence Taylor was playing there again. So anyway, I think Tar Heels will outscore.
Okay. I didn't. Wow, 1980. There was one. Clemson, South Carolina.
That's going to be a good one. The Gamecocks are really going to be fired up. You know, have Clemson come to their place, night game, and they call it the cockpit now. But I'm going to pick the Gamecocks on a slight upset on Clemson.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a lot to play for.
They do. I think Clemson's defense will be one of the better ones they've seen all year, and I think Clemson finds a way to win.
Isn't it funny? Since Dabo went off, Clemson's playing a lot better, and they're playing a lot better on defense. So I'm going to go with Clemson, but, Coach, to your point, close, because I think it's all going to be on Spencer Rattler. If he gets some time and can throw it, they can score, they can win, but I don't know if they're going to – like Florida, they have trouble protecting him.
They can't stop anybody either.
Yeah.
Who, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Well, they stopped Kentucky.
Well,
they won, what was it, 14-10, I think, score was something like that. Or what was that score? 17-14? I don't know. But the Gamecocks scored there at the end, and Kentucky had two chances – 17-14 was the score. They had two chances and couldn't even get in field goal position.
I saved it to last. Iron Bowl at Auburn.
I think it's a blowout city.
Do you?
I really do. I think Alabama's peaking at the right time, and I just think Auburn stinks. I think Alabama rolls them.
Auburn's won six, though, correct?
No. I think they're aren't they at five?
I think they're
I
at six.
I thought they were at six.
They may be at six.
Yeah. I think they're at six.
I think so too.
They are bowl eligible, I think. Okay. But Alabama should win convincingly.
Six and five.
They're six and five.
So they'll be six and six, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk a little bit about Florida State, guys. I mean, obviously, FSU has a ton to play for here, and they've had to give them credit. Your job is to beat everybody on your schedule, and they've done that. But And it's a, the odds makers, what, about a 6-point game last I saw, I think
Something like that.
So obviously at home. What are some, let's do this. Keys for what does Florida have to do to win this game?
Well, offensively, I think you got to really feature your running game here. A lot of the zone read. Now, we caught Missouri off guard because they weren't prepared for the zone read. Florida State will be prepared for it, but utilize. They've had trouble stopping the run all year. I think we can run the football on them. And like I said, with Max Brown, I firmly believe this, not an experienced quarterback. Let him use his athleticism. Get him outside the pocket and throw deep because that is so safe.
Yeah, Max is he's fast. I didn't realize he could run like that until he broke that one against Missouri. But anyway, yeah, I think the Gators are going to pull the big upset. Not a big upset. What, 6-point spread?
6 points, yep. Makes yeah, 6.5.
That's not many at all. So the gamblers know it's a pretty even game. And I just hope maybe we don't jump offside 4 or 5 times that we have a tendency to do. And all those just sometimes kill the drive, you know. Instead of 3rd and 1, you got 3rd and 6. Yeah, come on, let's go. But anyway, yeah, we just need to play a game without a lot of errors. And I think we'll have an excellent chance to beat them.
And Coach, we're going to do Spurrier Stories brought to you by Auto ER. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER, the hospital for your car, now the official partner of the Florida Gators. I want you, if you could, to discuss playing Florida State when you did. Those games almost always meant something. Really, really good rivalry. Your thoughts and memories of playing Florida State when you were coaching?
Well, they were awfully good. We played them 14 times in 12 years. We played them in 2 bowl games after we'd played them. So we had back-to-back games against them twice.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever happened, but anyway, that's what it did. They beat us more than we beat them. But I say we won the one that really counted the most, which was the national championship game. And we're very fortunate and blessed that all the other teams ranked ahead of us were lost before we played them last game of college football season. So, but really just, you know, proud of our 96 team that after the loss, they all, Bates and some of them guys, they were figuring a way that we could play these guys again and win the national championship. And personally, I was just trying to beat Alabama and win another SEC. And they said, well, Coach, after we beat these guys, if they win and they win, we play these guys again. They were figuring it way ahead, which, coaches, you can't do that. You just got to go one game at a time. So anyway, when it worked out, we were at the hotel outside of New Orleans when Arizona State lost to Ohio State. So everybody knew we're playing for all the marbles tomorrow night. So our guys were really ready, and they knew it would take, you know, 4 quarters. And we really, really played well the entire second half, especially. Our defense, I think, pitched a shutout second half. And we beat them 52-20. But, yeah, that one was history. And then all the teams were good, though. But we seemed to lose that one game somewhere along the line that knocked us out of SEC championships until year 2000. And we had one loss to Mississippi State and regrouped and won the rest of them. So, anyway, hopefully our Gators can regroup a bit, and let's just go win a ball game this week and play well to do it. So I know the crowd will really help the way they helped us beat Tennessee this year. So I'm basing a lot of my prediction on the crowd as well as the team.
Okay. We'll take a final break, come back, and wrap up this week's Inside the Huddle ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-season Star Chevy Selection, the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Carrie himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Hey Gainesville, it's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly here for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. They've been serving the Gator Nation for nearly four decades. Their team of professionals treat every call with the precision and detail of a postseason play with a championship on the line. And when it comes to a plumbing project or emergency, that's exactly the effort I want, and you should too. No job is too big or too small, and every call matters. Take it from me, the voice of the Gators, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all.
License number CFC043073.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
The WRUF radio app. Your source for sports every second of every hour of every day. You are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM. WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
Says no problem, and Titan MRI has the same-day scheduling available. Call them up and start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you have joint or muscle pain, you don't need surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics. Give them a call at 352-400-4550.
All right, guys, we're just about set to wrap up today. Coach, I know you've told us what you think and hope's going to happen here. Shane, I'll throw it to you to end here. I do agree the home crowd could be a big factor. What do you see for Saturday?
I think Florida's going to win a football game. You know, even before Jordan Travis went out, I said earlier, I've been saying it all year, Florida State's a good team, but they're not a great team. They have to come to our ballpark. The crowd will play a factor. And I think our guys on offense will make a difference, our playmakers, and we just need a few stops here and there on defense.
Quick question for both of you. With Max Brown, I'm not saying he can't throw the football. I'm sure they will have him throw. But because Mertz is, with his completion percentage, does the game plan change in the throw game at all with him?
I think so. Like I said, you know, a lot of the stuff between the hashes, I think you take out because there's just too much congestion in there. Let him throw it outside the numbers, whether it's wide receiver screens, bubbles, and go routes. But I think you get him outside the pocket on a run and let his athletic ability take over.
Yeah, I think he runs maybe a little bit more than Graham Mertz did, but I don't know. I think you let him run your offense. Heck, he's been practicing all year. He's been taking snaps on the practice field. Hey, go play. Have confidence in him and let him play.
Okay. With that, that's our Inside the Huddle for this week. Always a pleasure to have the Gator QB Shane Matthews and the head ball coach Steve Spurrier. Sports Scene is next as you listen on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right. Silverback Concrete. Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed. Silverback Concrete. From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today. silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.